1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are expected to gavel in and out of Governor Evers' special session on child care and workforce development today. The legislature is required to meet to take up the special session, but lawmakers don't have to debate what the governor's proposed. Republicans have routinely shut down the Democratic governor's past special sessions within seconds. Evers wants to restore funding to the Child Care Count subsidy program, while Republicans have introduced a package of bills to largely deregulate child care in Wisconsin. A package of Republican bills would put new limits on abortion in Wisconsin and lower the cost of adoption. Here's Nate Wegehout.
The bills got a hearing before a state Senate committee yesterday. One of them would clarify that treating miscarriages or ectopic pregnancies would not be considered abortions under state law. Republican Senator Romaine Quinn.
We don't live in a perfect world, and we have to face that things can go wrong during a pregnancy. This bill would affirm that in that event, Wisconsin laws protect the medical professional, the mother's life, and of course, the babies.
A second bill would ban state or local government employees from performing abortions. A third one earmarks $1 million in taxpayer money to go to pregnancy resource centers, which discourage abortions. A fourth bill would let people claim a fetus as a dependent for tax purposes. A fifth bill would set up $10,000 grants for adoptive families. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
A new Pew Center poll finds two-thirds of Americans support developing renewable energy. Local government leaders say they're doing their part. Here's Mike Moan.
Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway says at the local level, elected officials are becoming increasingly aware that climate threats are no longer just a future scenario to deal with.
We have to prepare for the impacts that we know are here and are coming. And we have to reduce our emissions so that they don't get worse in the future. And we have to do both of those things at the same time.
But she adds most local governments, especially in smaller towns, still lack key staffing to carry out the work. I'm Mike Moan reporting.
Milwaukee's oldest movie theater is closed after more than a century in business. The owners of the Downer Theater on North Downer Avenue made the announcement on Facebook. It opened in 1915 and was best known for art house films for the past several decades. Recent years have been hard on the movie theater business. The Hollywood Reporter says 2,000 American screens have gone dark since the pandemic. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. We've enjoyed some mild winters lately, and we're not the only ones. If you've been noticing more spiders in your home or business, it's due to milder winter weather we've been experiencing. The deep, cold nights of winter is what kills them off during the cold months. With mild weather, we can expect more spiders and bugs to survive, producing a bumper crop come spring. You can protect your home with natural products like cinnamon, vinegar, and peppermint oils to repel them from entering. If you have a serious issue, you may need to bring in the professionals. The Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater main stage production is opening soon. Tickets are on sale now for Blithe Spirit. This quick-witted, clever comedy will entertain and haunt you. You can purchase tickets now at wrctheater.org or by calling the box office at 715-421-0435. Shows begin October 6th. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The Brewer bats finally come alive. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had not scored a run in 16 innings. Then last night, in the third, William Contreras got things going off of Cardinals pitcher David Rahm. Jeff Levering with the call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Contreras in. Out to left. Way back and gone. The Brewers Brewers are on the board on a solo homer by William Contreras.
Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
I mean, you can't say enough about the season William's having, you know, how durable he's been, the big hits. He's having a tremendous, tremendous season.
It was the first time the Brewers had ever faced the Cardinals' lefty Drew Rahm. In the fourth, Milwaukee hit four consecutive doubles off of Rahm, including one from shortstop Willy Adames.
You know, we would just try to get a feeling for it, you know, and then in the second, you know, after we saw him the first time, and we know what he had, you know, so, you know, that inning, he was really big for us. We gave the pitchers a little break right there, and, you know, the guys put a lot of good at-bats, and we got some runs.
Willy Adames with a double, a single, and scored a run, had one run batted in. Game three of the series is tonight. Adrian Hauser against the Cards lefty Zach Thompson. First pitch at 6:45. NFL, the Packers host the Saints on Sunday. New Orleans is short at running back. Former Packer and Lions Jamal Williams is now with the Saints, but he's out this week with a hamstring injury. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers face Purdue Friday in Indiana. The kickoff at 6 o'clock. Badger safety Hunter Wohler had two interceptions against Georgia Southern and was named the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week. We asked him what it's like getting ready for a Friday night game.
It's been fast. I'll tell you what, it's a quick turnaround from last week. Lot less rest time. But, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun playing on a Friday. It'll be fun to get down there and play at night in front of a big crowd. You know, I enjoy playing it at Purdue. You know, I like their atmosphere. I like their stadium. I like the grass.
That's Packers safety Hunter Wohler. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J., behind the mic. I am joined by Katrina Hittner.
Hello, everyone.
Good to have you with us, Kat. Thanks for being here. And, of course, we welcome in our great friend from the Weather Eye Weather Center, Mr. Paul Trombley. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there, Paul?
Going well. How are things there?
Not bad here. It's beautiful skies right now. I mean, we had a nice start to the morning. Can we just keep it like this? Can we pause Mother Nature? I know I can pause and rewind and fast forward on my DVR nowadays. I got to be able to do that, right, Paul? Like, have we worked that technology yet?
Yeah, was it? Please be kind and rewind.
Yes. So there are no repeats with Mother Nature, of course, but we do have some consistent weather the last couple of days, and it looks like going forward might have a little bit of nicer temperatures too.
Yeah, still looking at these warmer temperatures still to the end of the weekend, still mild for the weekend, kind of a gradual cooling trend from Sunday into next week, but some of the rain chances also starting to pick up here a bit as we get towards the weekend time frame, and a couple of storm chances before that as well here towards Friday. But still some lingering clouds this morning, some sunny breaks at times today, high at about 81. For tonight, 57 with a slight chance for a shower, otherwise an isolated shower chance Thursday with a partial sun, some clouds, still back to about 81 tomorrow. 56 Thursday night with a slight chance for a shower. And then a little better chance of a couple showers or storms for Friday with partly sunny skies, upper 70s, 58 Friday night, mid-70s Saturday with chances for some showers, a couple storms, chances for some showers. Sunday into Monday, highs slipping back about 70 at that point, which will put us much closer to average here with those highs by the end of the weekend. But yeah, about 81 today and clouds and some sunny breaks. Certainly not a bad late September day in the offing.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Paul, we've been talking, and Katrina and I are going to be getting into our fall foliage and how that's been developing. Where are you at exactly?
I'm in south central Minnesota.
That's what I thought.
Kind of near that.
Yeah. And you guys have already seen quite a bit of change up there.
You know, yeah, last week I started to notice a few more hues coming out with the golds. And, yeah, it's still, you know, I think usually our peak is, I want to say, like the first week of October.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to ask real quick, Paul, are you the type, for me, I don't mind driving, but this time of year, I always take the long way. Wherever I'm going, I take the long way just so I could take in more of the fall and the autumn and the colors and everything.
Absolutely. I'm with you on that. I was reading an article yesterday about this town in Vermont that I guess gets so many leaf peepers coming up in the fall. The town actually is going to close roads this year because they're so sick of people crowding their roads and just parking in their on their property and taking pictures on their property. Yeah, it was pretty
That's
funny.
Wild. Like, wow. That's wow.
Leaf yeah. that, peepers. I like that.
That's such a good yeah. term. I'm never forgetting yeah. that term. That's so good. We appreciate you, Paul. We'll talk more tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
Have a great day.
You guys too.
Thank you. Best in the business right there, our good friend Paul Tropley. Leaf peepers.
Leaf peepers.
That's going to be one of his better legacies. Is I will never forget that term now.
Leaf peepers. It's too good.
I needed that too, I'll be honest. We're going to kick off our show in a moment here with an important thing. I think an important topic. And we're going to catch up with Family Natural Foods, find out about your speaker that you had in yesterday, Dr. Tracy. I want to talk a little bit about that. And Katrina and I are going to talk a little bit about the fall foliage. Got that coming up. We've got some other interesting things like the percentage of us that would drink water if it didn't taste like water. Just what are we doing? That one's coming up for you a little bit later. Crayola is pivoting and getting into a new industry, a new field. We're going to talk a little bit about one of our favorite things to play with growing up, Crayolas, crayons, and all that.
Still now, James. Come on. So,
yeah, true. It's a very fair point. We also have some entertainment news for you coming up in a little bit. Want to get into getting you a new T-shirt with a little bit of Wisconsin trivia.
Mm-hmm.
And not that hard of trivia, let's be honest. I want to get the shirt on you, so it's not going to be that hard. But we will get into that a little bit later. Looking forward to it. And we got, of course, in the 9 o'clock hour, that right stories, local good stories of the day, all of that. Katrina, before we catch up with you and the gang at Family Natural Foods, I have to call a bit of an audible. I had planned our show out already, but then I was driving around town yesterday where my parents live.
Were you leaf peeping?
No, not leaf peeping. No, okay. Nice though. Great callback. I actually, you know what? And actually kind of was part of the reason. Where my parents live, a block or two, a couple blocks away from them is the street Rosencrantz.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of my favorite streets in this town. Yeah. I love going down it. I love the canopy that it has. And this time of year, I don't know about others, but for me, I go out of my way to go down that road just to see, has everything started changing yet?
Yeah,
because you only get a couple weeks of this, maybe not even, maybe even less than that. Mm-hmm. When it does full hit, and you drive down those canopy streets or whatever, there ain't many better feelings.
It's so cool.
I can't get enough of that. It never gets old to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm driving down there for that, and I'm going to go past the old stomping grounds.
Yeah,
and go past the old WFHR building.
Yeah,
I'm going past, and I don't get shocked often. I don't get shocked very easily.
Mm-hmm.
And I was shell-shocked. Our old WFHR building was being torn down. It was not easy to swallow, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
It seems a little, I feel a little foolish and silly saying it out loud, to be honest. I wasn't sure I was going to go ahead and go with this, but I'm usually honest and real with the audience. I try to be 99% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
You guys don't need to know everything. and with this one, I can't help myself. It hurt. It hit. It stung.
Yeah.
The new owners have no obligation whatsoever to talk about what they're doing with their building. They own it.
Yep.
They can do whatever they want.
Yep.
They didn't owe us anything. It would have been cool to know, but it doesn't matter. It just was, and this is life. This is how things work.
Mm-hmm.
That building was going to get, if it wasn't being torn down, it would have been had a new business in it.
Yep.
But to be honest, that building was really built for a radio station. And I get, whatever they're going to turn it into, a parking lot or whatever, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
It was really hard though.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took a couple pictures. And I was going to send them to our group text with you and our other co-hosts and Pam and Seth and Melissa and everybody and Terry and stuff. I hesitate at first because of Pam, because I didn't want Pam to get that information that way.
Right.
Through a text. It's cold and it doesn't
it's
have
not
a
not as personal.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
yet. You're at least giving her the opportunity that she could see it and or anybody could that cares about. And that's probably why you're also bringing it up to, maybe there's other people that want to just give it a little memory and thought. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go out of my way to drive through the industrial park to see that building. And even years before I worked at WFHR, I worked for a good handful of years at G&K over there, which isn't G&K anymore. But now... I don't think I'm going through that park anymore. I really don't. It's going to be a while before I'm driving through that.
Yeah.
For one, I don't have any reason to anymore.
Yeah.
But also, I it's not easy to go past. I don't want to go past there
There's
and not see that building.
There's a lot of memories that were there. You've had a lot of time on air in that building with people that are with us here now or that aren't. And so there's a lot of memories. And so just like anyone's house that it gets sold then and you go back into it, it doesn't feel the same. So yeah, I get that. I mean, there is a legacy. I'm thankful that it's here on Second now and it can also have a new focus here.
Yeah.
But it's hard because there's a lot of memories in a place like that. And I mean, I've spent not as much time, but as you have,
spent some time there.
It was a sweet building, but you're right. It was definitely designed for radio, and so and it was an older building.
Yeah,
it had some years, but it had some really good memories.
Oh, I when we were in the process of moving finally, and we were going to move into this building, I did a little bit of homework and everything. And there's no building in my life I've spent more time in than that building.
Yeah,
we moved around so much growing up that there was never a house that I lived in for 10 years or something like that. So that building really was the closest I had to something like that.
Yeah, very stable place.
And it hit hard, honestly. But I'm so, so thankful to work with the people I do, because if I'm left alone with that thought and that feeling, I promise you that the overthinker I am and the moody kind of person I can be sometimes, which I'm not that moody, but you know, it's funny for the audience. I would have chewed on that all night.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been stuck on that for quite a while. What I was thankful for was, one, to have this building that is our new home and has been for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
And we even our audience now understands that. I don't know the last time I talked to a winner of something and they didn't know where we were located or how to find us.
Mm-hmm.
Or at the very least knew that we were near the roundabout or the DMV or something like that, or the artillery or something.
Mm-hmm.
Our audience, along with us around here, have gotten used to this being our new home. And this is our home now. It's not even our new home anymore. It's our home.
Yep.
But I thought about it, and I thought about the things. Well, I'm really glad we got to bring this from the old building and that from the old building. And then when I really started to think about it, it's like, I still got Pam.
Yeah.
I still got Chuck.
Yeah.
You know, we got Seth and Melissa still with us and everything. The things that matter are still with us.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the people that matter, not the place. Yeah.
I didn't always get that as a kid. We moved around so much and it would really hurt. You'd get comfortable. You finally make a friend or two.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. It's me. You make a friend. and you got to move and stuff. Uh-huh. So after a while, you get kind of numb to these things and you get kind of cold. And by the time I move out here, I'm almost, I don't want to make friends or get close.
Because you don't want to feel that burn at the end.
Yes.
But you know what? I think that's moving from like neighborhood to neighborhood. So you do kind of lose friends because you're going a distance, but this is different in a way, but also similar because now it's the building and the place that had so many memories, but you can remember those memories. And like you said, you still have those core people that were there with that space and place, and they're here right now. So that's what we're celebrating.
And as long as we have these call letters, as long as we are, WFHR, we bring all those old voices with us, all those people with us, the people that we have lost, the people that are still with us,
absolutely,
people that don't get to join us all the time. Anybody that has ever worked at this station is always a family member, is always going to be a part of that station, no matter what building we're in.
Yeah.
We're broadcasting from Rapids. We're live. We're doing original content. We're still WFHR, and we're still the voice of all those voices that you've heard for 80 years around here.
Mm-hmm.
Almost
you
aged us there.
You can say 100.
Yeah, it made us a little older. I didn't need to do that. And I could do that around another older business, because Family Natural Foods isn't that much younger than us. We're not that much older than you guys.
We're younger sister brother over here. Yeah, just 77 years over here.
Very excited about the 77th coming up. But Katrina, before we get to that, I did want to mention yesterday, rewind a little bit, Dr. Tracy coming
in
town.
Yeah, Dr. Tracy was in town. And for all of you that don't know Dr. Tracy, she's awesome. You should definitely get to know her.
Yeah, yeah.
So Dr. Tracy lives in Michigan, but she works with a company, Vital Planet, and they are focused on digestive health. And so many people have digestive health issues.
Mm-hmm.
So many people. And we had a really good turnout last night. We had fun. We learned from her. We talked about poop, everybody. that was probably like half of our conversation.
How much giggling went on when that
not
first
too
came
much,
up?
Actually,
no?
Everybody was pretty adult
very
about
mature,
it.
Very mature.
Yeah, but it was great. So we learned about like omega-3s and how that's really helpful for our digestive system as well as our eyes, to our skin, to our inflammation in our body. We learned about fibers and how we're all not getting enough fibers. We need more in our life. So we got to eat some more fruits and vegetables, as well as we got to get some like a fiber powder in our life if we're not, because that's super important for water and fiber help naturally detoxify our bodies from the things that we're breathing and eating and just what's around us. Those things kind of pull those things out of your system and it helps with so many digestible properties. We talked about probiotics and how they're beneficial for our digestive system and soothing certain ailments, whether it's, you know, acid reflux or it's like a deeper gut issue. Some people talk about SIBO, which is like a gut bacteria overgrowth in your digestive system. So there's lots of different things we're talking about. I mean, I can't do justice of what she talked about, but it was great. She comes with just so much knowledge, and she'll definitely come back in the spring.
Cool.
We try not to do like somebody that's traveling further distance coming in the winter months, because it's unpredictable in Wisconsin. Yeah. So she'll probably come back in the spring and talk more about digestive health properties. But one thing she was saying that I didn't mention on the Sunrise show earlier is how we all need to drink more water. Mm-hmm. We are so dehydrated and we need to get in way more water, and not just like I'm gonna take a sip of water and it's a sip. It's like no, take a guzzle of water. Yeah. And like the first thing in the morning, start with a really big glass of water. Like, let's say like a quart, like a mason jar. Start with that. I know that sounds like a lot, and yes, you will be going to the bathroom afterwards. That's part of it. If you drink water, it's just part of it, and that's an okay thing to do. But start with a big glass of water first thing in the morning, not eating anything else. Do that and try to continue throughout the day drinking more water. I know going to bed, I usually try not to drink tons of water before going to bed, or I will be up in the middle of the night, and I don't really want to do that. And I know some people can't help but have to do that in the middle of the night.
Oh, you get to a certain age, you take a sip of water and you're going to be up at 4.
Yeah. Exactly. But that's just a good reminder, like, that's simple. We all need to drink more water.
And it's one of those things that's not only good for you, but your body, you're going to note. I love things that you can notice in an effect right away. Mm-hmm. A lot of supplements you take, they're great for you, but it takes a day or two, sometimes a couple weeks for them to kick in. Mm-hmm. You take a drink of water, a good, you know, mason jar of water. You drink that, you're going to feel the effects almost instantly.
Your skin, your body, everything about you is like, thank you.
Yes, yes. Your body just screams out. It's no different than if you see a plant that's wilted. Mm-hmm. You feed it water.
Yeah.
It doesn't take long for that plant to kick out and be like,
absolutely,
thank you. You know, it doesn't take a day. It's usually within the half an hour, 10 minutes, sometimes even sooner than that. Our bodies are the same.
Yeah, absolutely.
Big thank you to Dr. Tracy coming
by. It
was
so great having her. So we'll definitely have her again. So stay tuned. We'll do more presentations coming up this fall. So stay tuned for that. And then also stay tuned. We're going to come in on the radio next week, Thursday, I believe it is. Mm-hmm. We'll talk all things anniversary, but mark it down on your calendars. It's our 77th customer appreciation sale. Yeah. So thank you to all of you. It's going to be a sale, 20% off of all those great supplements that you want, and lots of door prizes, fun in store.
There is nobody that does customer appreciation like you guys do. You have set the bar. You have set a standard, and we're looking forward to that. Looking forward to talking and hearing more about it next week on Midday Magazine.
Yeah.
And as a consumer, I'm just looking forward to whatever you guys do.
Thanks.
Visit our friends at Family Natural Foods. They're opening their doors in about a half an hour or so. You can visit them at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call, 715-423-3120, 423-3120. And be sure to bookmark their webpage, Family Natural Food. Follow them on social media, especially if you don't have an Instagram account, create one just so you can follow Family Natural Foods. It is a great follow. I'm not kidding. It is such a fun follow. There are days where I'm going through my feed to see something my daughter or somebody posted, and I could use a smile, and sure enough, you guys have something posted that makes me smile.
It's a good reminder. I need to do more silly things, I think,
yes,
on there.
Please do. Please do. Yes. You definitely have multiple fans out there of those silly things.
Yeah.
And speaking of great local businesses, be sure to stick around, because in the later in this hour, we're going to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Can't wait to find out.
That'll be after Melissa's news. That's coming up. But first, we got to get to another local business, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Yeah, it's birthday time.
It's coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's a beautiful day at Misty's Menu, where the food is homemade and the people are friendly. The kind of place where the waitress knows your name and always greets you with a smile. The coffee is hot, the pancakes are fluffy, and the pies are homemade with love. It's not just the food, but the people who make and serve it that make Misty's Menu special. It's the kind of food that brings back memories of Sunday dinners at Grandma's house. So stop on down to Misty's Menu and experience the warmth and charm of a small-town cafe. They'll be waiting for you. Misty's Menu, Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. And Civic Media delivered with all-day coverage of the first Republican presidential primary debate.
The only network with every show live from Milwaukee.
The Republicans are on the wrong side of policy, on the wrong side of the people.
Wrong side of history.
Conversation you won't find anywhere else.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Trying to lose weight and get healthy naturally? Stoiber Healthcare can help.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 8 weeks eating real food without dangerous drugs or exercise. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for a free consultation today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 81. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 57. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun again. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 81. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 53.
Ah, there it is. Okay. There it is. There's the birthday part. All right. It's a new one. All right. Uh-huh. Nice job, Seth. Nice work, Seth. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. We have two possible names on the list. Katrina, I need you to do a little work this morning. Give me a 1 or a 2.
Okay, we're going 1 today.
All right, that gives us our qualifier. So first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Mary Austin.
Happy birthday, Mary.
Marie, we hope you have a fantastic day. Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you.
Yeah.
And a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Heidi Ganch.
Happy birthday, Heidi.
Enjoy the day, Heidi. Hope it's a great one for you. And congratulations, you are a qualifier. Woo-hoo. You could be winning some free Misties that start of next month. And the way these months are going, that's tomorrow pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I blinked and it happened.
What happened to June? I haven't even figured out what happened to June yet, let alone August or any of these other months.
That's a couple months away, James.
Let's take a look at some celebrity birthdays real quick here. Kicking off our list, Philip Phillips is 33, American Idol winner, had a couple of hits, at least one or two I can think of, and I'm sorry, but one of the more unfortunate pop names I've heard, Philip Phillips.
I think his parents thought it would be a good name.
They thought it'd be catchy, I imagine. Great actor, John Bethrall is 47. He is Julian on American Gigolo. He was Shane on The Walking Dead, Frank Castle on The Punisher. Great character actor. Mm-hmm. Very good character actor. Good actor as well. Let's see here. Gunnar and Matthew Nelson are 56. Ricky Nelson's twin sons, the grandsons of Ozzy and Harriet, and together they are Nelson, the wonderful music group who has joined us on these airwaves. We got to actually talk with Gunnar.
Cool.
Thanks to Sally and our friends at Savor the Arts. Mm-hmm. When they were here for their Christmas show a couple of years back, Sally usually brings on one of the guests on the air with us with Midday Magazine, and got to hang out and talk with Gunnar a little bit. It was awesome. Great guy. Really good guy. There are certain guests I've had that you ask a question, and as the question is out there in the air, mm-hmm. you're like, oh, I want to take that back.
Yeah.
That's not going to go over well.
Uh-huh.
Then there are guests like that where you could ask them anything.
Sure.
And couldn't be nicer, couldn't be cooler about it, on air, off air. Really good guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine being twins, Matthew's just as great. I
mean, yeah, right? Just have to assume that.
Yeah. Let's see here. Yep. George R.R. Martin is 75. The brilliant author of the Game of Thrones books, and to the fans of those books, a very frustrating author.
Mm-hmm.
He has not finished them yet. He's been working on, I believe, either the last one or the second to last one for, I think, almost 10 years, if not longer, and just hasn't been able to finish it.
Inspiration, everybody.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's get him some.
As a writer, and one not nearly as celebrated as him or anything like that, mind you, but as a writer, I will say, at certain points, what you got is what you got.
Yeah.
You're not going to come up with anything mm-hmm. better. You're not. You're just basically literally smashing your head against the wall.
Yeah.
Like, and I think that it's an interesting thing, too, with creativity, where when you create something, up until the moment he publishes it, I really feel like his opinion, his editor, that's pretty much all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
But once you publish something, once you go forward with it, it really isn't yours anymore. It ceases to be yours. I believe that you have you should be getting money for it. You should be mm-hmm. getting the credit for it and all those things. But it becomes about the fans, the people that made you this, the people that made you that
sure.
money,
yeah,
the
that
people
makes
that
sense.
Made it so that you had a second book to release, mm-hmm. a third book to release, and a book that everybody's waiting for. At a certain point, I think you got to get back on the horse and get the book out there.
Yeah.
It's or not just about you.
Just end that right just there.
Just end
and be
it.
Like,
I mean,
hey, this is where I'm at.
Something.
I don't know.
Give him something at
yes.
least.
Yes.
And especially, and I'm not trying to be mean here, but he's 75.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has a next tomorrow guaranteed to him.
Mm-mm.
Get the book out there. You don't want it to be undone. I would think
right.
as an artist, what would frustrate me more is not so much that I released the last book and only two people like it.
Mm-hmm.
What would bother me even more is like Beethoven's Unfinished Symphony.
Yeah.
Like that. Like
yeah.
having an unfinished work.
Right.
I would never be able to, my ghost would haunt that work.
Mm-hmm.
I would never be able to let that go. Get it out there, man. And we also have to take a moment to celebrate one of my favorite actors of all time. And maybe my nanny used to say this was my first crush. I don't know if she was, but the great, the wonderful Sophia Loren is 89 today.
Mm.
Legendary Italian actress. Many younger people out there will know her from Grumpier Old Men.
Mm-hmm.
She was the love interest in that
yes.
and everything. And just one of the greatest natural actors you'll ever see.
Yeah.
Sophia Loren was born to be on screen.
Mm-hmm.
Just an incredible actor. Very, very good. People no longer with us. We put the spotlight on Ann Mara, Jerry Stiller's wife, Ben Stiller's mom. Jerry and Ann had one of the greatest comedy teams of all time. And so much of... If there's a Jewish comedian out there you like, chances are they gave them a break or at least helped them get their start.
Sure.
And that's how big their careers are and how iconic they are. Jerry Stiller is, of course, iconic with his performances on Seinfeld and King of Queens and things like that. But long before, you know, our generations got to know them, their names were established in comedy history
mm-hmm.
as being one of the best tandems ever and one of the most influential ones.
Cool.
Very, very important. A very, very good birthday to celebrate there, Ann Mara. One more time, wishing a very happy birthday to Marie Austin.
Happy birthday, Marie.
And a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Heidi Ganch.
Happy birthday, Heidi.
We've got our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday coming up from our friends at Quality Plus Printing. And we'll, before that, we got to get to Melissa's news. While that's going on, get yourself over to Misty's. Treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 south of Wisconsin Rapids. You get there and wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. It's that time of year again. COVID-19 is circulating in our community, so make sure to grab a few at-home tests.
Free COVID-19 rapid test kits are still available through the Wood County Health Department and at all Wood County libraries while supplies last. Anyone can pick them up at the front desk. Don't go inside if you're having symptoms. Instead, call to set up a pickup outside. As a reminder, the FDA extended expiration dates for many at-home COVID-19 tests. Before throwing away any expired test kits, be sure to check the FDA's website for more information. The supply in Wood County expires on March 18, 2024. Contact the Wood County Health Department with questions at 715-421-8911. The Wisconsin Education Fair is coming to Mid-State Technical College next week. Mid-State is hosting the WEF on Tuesday, September 26th from 9 to 11 on the Wisconsin Rapids campus. High schoolers in grades 11 and 12 are invited, along with their parents, guardians, teachers, and counselors. There will be over 50 post-secondary options and resources available, including colleges, universities, military, financial aid, and more. This free event will help connect high school students to opportunities available to them after they graduate. Register at mstc.edu/WEF. There's a teen cooking class at McMillan Library on September 28th. They will learn how to can, freeze, and pickle in this fun class from 5 to 6:30 p.m. If you want to participate, email Miss Alicia at teen@mcmillanlibrary.org to sign up for any program or special event you're interested in or to get more information. Father and Son Game Night is coming soon at the Southwood County YMCA. This is for boys of all ages and their father, grandfather, uncle, or adult brother to come out for an evening of fun. The game night is Sunday, October 8th from 4 to 6 at YMCA Camp Alexander in Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of September 22nd through the 24th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $2,999 or more, and get a $100 in-store or online gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax. It's Steinhoffels.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 81. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 57. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun again. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 81. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 53.
As soon as you hear the saxophone, you know it's from the 80s.
Oh, yes.
Immediately. You may not know the song, but you know it's an 80s song. Not every 80s song, though, kicked off with the saxophone. Mm-hmm. Only George Michael would do something like that.
Who was the guy that did the saxophone playing? He had long, curly brown hair.
Kenny G?
Kenny G, yeah, yes.
Kenny G, the alto sax or so, yeah. Katrina James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, everybody. We are going to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing any moment. Looking forward to catching up with them and getting our wicked awesome Word of Wednesday. It's going to be fun.
It's pretty good.
I wanted to, we were talking about this earlier, Katrina, and I wanted to talk a little bit about fall foliage. Mm-hmm. We've got some great spots of our state, you know, really coming in or really growing. But like Paul and I and you and I were talking about earlier, most of the state is probably not going to see much until closer to the next week and more so the end of the month or the beginning of next month in October. That's what the Farmer's Almanac and many people like Paul are predicting.
See, I think there's many different chapters to the fall. I'm going to use it as a book reference, I guess.
Nice.
I think there's the early fall where you're getting the like bright pinks and yellows kind of right now. And then there's the deep fall that's more in like later, or not later, but like early-ish October. Mm-hmm. So you get those deep like goldens and darker rusty colors. So I think it depends what colors do you like a fall. And there's about 3 weeks of that fall. You get the brights and then the kind of in between and then the darker fall colors.
Do you, and we'll open this up to the audience, 424-2600, 715-424-2600. Do you have a favorite part of that that stretch there, those chapters?
Sure.
Is there a favorite part of those for you?
Yeah, I think I love all of them for different reasons. I love the deepness, and I think it's a good way of getting us into like more in those winter. I'll just say, I mean, I got married in the fall, so I obviously like the fall. Yeah. I like the
big
colors
of it.
Yeah. I guess I like next week's colors of fall. Because right now it's just like very beginning. I like next week's colors of fall. It's going to have a little bit more pop to it.
Yeah.
But I think I like it when it's you get to see all of the colors. I like the brighter fall colors versus the deep. I love both of them, though, James. How do you make me choose?
I know you can't. It's almost impossible to decide. I will say I agree with you. I love those last days of fall or last days of the colors because all of them are out. All of them are showing their colors and they're pride and happy and everything. But there's also this time of year where maybe you're taking one of these great paths that we have in town or something, and you're walking and there's just one tree that's changed. All of them are the same except one tree has changed. I don't know why, but I love that. That one singular tree kind of standing out and it's bright red or whatever. Yeah. It's always awesome.
Or it has multiple colors. It can be like the pinky tones with a little yellow and it's just one tree has multiple colors. I'm always amazed.
Let's expand this conversation. Included a good friend of ours, Phil Hartley from Quality Plus Printing joins us every Wednesday. Phil, are you a fall fan?
You know, growing up in northern Maine, the colors are crazy cool.
I was kind of teeing you up for that one, Phil.
We've
talked about this before. My mother being the biggest Stephen King fan of all time, I feel like I know Maine pretty well. I don't really. But one thing I do know, you guys have. I think Wisconsin is one of the most beautiful states in the Union. Easily, I'm not going to get any debates on that one. Even people not from Wisconsin would agree with that. But Maine, this time of year, my goodness, it is beautiful over there.
Phil knows. He's a Mainer.
Yeah, I'm the maniac. It lights up like a Christmas tree. It's just beautiful.
Can't imagine.
It's always gonna be, you're right, one tree that just has to show off, doesn't it?
Get
up there ahead of the other ones. And
something
so that's
about
beautiful. No, that is Maine and New England on the whole. Gets a lot of visitors in the fall due to the foliage, changes.
We love this segment because we get to show off our vocabulary on this segment always. We have a lot of fun with this one, Phil. What is our wicked awesome word of Wednesday?
So the wicked awesome word is elixir.
Good one. Good one.
E-L-I-X-I-R.
Yeah.
A little bit of a spelling challenge on elixir.
Yeah.
But just means a magical or a medicinal potion or a mixture, I guess. I would think many people think coffee is probably an elixir.
Right. It's one of those terms where it started as kind of like something that Merlin would be working on or something like that. And now we've kind of turned it into, my elixir is my coffee. Yes, absolutely. I need my elixir every morning.
Other people would think some different other types of drinks are elixirs, but
but
we'd like some coffee. No, I think I first heard this word back in the old Dungeons and Dragons days of my youth.
Yes,
magical potions to cure whatever was cast upon you there. But yeah,
I think it was Gauntlet. There was an old video game, Gauntlet, where it was like a scrolling game, and you could be with three other people or something. I think that is almost where I probably heard Elixir the first time. I'm not sure, or maybe it was like the old Sword in the Stone cartoon from Disney, that old one. My sister, I cannot tell you guys how much my sister watched that movie over and over and over. And I'm pretty sure they bring up Elixir in that or something. I don't know. That's a fun word though, Phil.
Yeah.
How are things going at the shop?
Oh, I'm doing well, yeah. There's an alarm. Look at that. I'm supposed to call you right about now.
Yep. Anytime that bell goes or the alarm goes, we know it's time for Phil to be calling us and be pulled away.
Going well. No, we're working on some stuff for Nine Dragons today, for the River Kings. So definitely staying busy. And again, in the sports books, so we're still hammering out for a lot of the local teams. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, in the very busy week. Assumption's homecomings this week. I know Lincoln's is coming up, and so we're doing a lot of different work for the kids too, and getting them some materials and posters to hang up and different things like that. So it's fun. It's just fun being here.
We appreciate all the work that you guys do in this community, Phil. And because of that, you get a shirt. You get a shirt, Phil.
Hey, I've been waiting for the shirt, and I saved up some names for the rooster.
Oh, good, good, good. Go to wizcountry.com/chicken and get those names in there, brother. Appreciate it. The next time you get the chance to stop by the studio here, or maybe I'll come and drop it off, or one way or the other, we'll get it to you. We got to get you one of these shirts, okay?
Yeah, I'll probably wear it out in the community. You betcha.
Appreciate that. Appreciate you joining us every Wednesday, Phil. Say hi to the team over there for us. We'll have more fun next Wednesday, okay?
All right, sounds good. Take care, guys.
Bye-bye. Too. A big thank you to our great friend Phil Hartley and, of course, all of his team over at Quality Plus Printing, putting back into our community. We appreciate them. Buy local, support local. Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Rapids. Join them at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can give them a call at 423-7440. That's 715-423-7440. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, qpprinting.com, and follow them on social media. Not only in great way to keep up with all the things they're doing over there, but every once in a while you get to see that cute baby. There's a cute kid. That is a very cute kid. That is worth it alone, let alone finding out all the great things that they're doing over there. Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot Buford's birthday and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Bug Tussle Internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again!
And a defense that just...
Down he goes!
Won't...
Intercepted, he's gone!
Stop!
Another turnover forced!
Join us Friday. It's the Big Ten opener on the road against Purdue. Our coverage begins at 4 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort, it's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 81. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 57. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 81. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
Welcome back. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Kat and James here with you. 8:48 on the clock. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're going to take it to the top of the hour. In the 9 o'clock hour, we'll kick things off with some entertainment. get into a little bit of That Ain't Right stories, some local good stories of the day. And we also got to get into Katrina. We got to get somebody a shirt.
Yes,
we're
going to
be doing that
do.
As well. We got to give away a shirt. Where is my... here it is. I wanted to get into also the finalist for the most unusual pet insurance claim of the year.
Oh, man.
That should be a fun one.
Yeah.
That should be pretty interesting. We've got that one coming up for you a little bit later. Right now, we kind of started both of our shows talking a little bit about Dr. Tracy coming to town, mm-hmm. talking a little bit of gut health, mm-hmm. Kind of getting over, I think, some of the more awkwardness that can come up when it comes to this subject, mm-hmm. I think. Like a lot of things in society and in life nowadays, we need to do that more and more. Not only are we helping the younger generations get more comfortable with talk about these things, but there's a lot of stuff that we... To be honest, it was in our blind spot mm-hmm. for a long time and a lot of important issues. And while most of those are social issues that I'm thinking of, like domestic violence and those yep. things, we're not talking in a hushed voice anymore about those things. Mm-hmm. And we're never going to again. We're never going back to those days.
Right.
Only going forward, we're only going to talk about this more in an open dialect. Gut health is one of those things that we've kind of personally still don't talk very much about.
Right.
A couple months ago, I went on the air and was very adamant about how there should be bidets. Every mm-hmm. toilet in America yeah. should be a bidet.
Yeah, why do we think that's not okay?
It doesn't make any darn sense.
In like other countries, it's a very normal thing. It's actually like people are clean more.
They're
way cleaner.
The scientific proof is there. It is 1,000 times more cleaner and yeah. sanitary than using what we've always done.
Yeah. and also, like, economically speaking, or I guess environmentally, you could say, like, cutting down a tree, making toilet paper versus using water, you know.
But it's a hair piece.
Yeah.
There's some different data on that one, but it is still, you are correct. It is even with that being said, it's still environmentally better, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of benefits to it. But I talked about it, and people, I expected, you know, especially here in Wisconsin, maybe the paper people might come at me or something mm-hmm. like that. It was none of that. It was, it's too early to be talking about that. It's too early in the morning to be talking
about
that.
It's going to be 10 o'clock,
stuff.
Not
yeah,
at
yeah,
9 o'clock
like
or
that.
Something. Okay.
So, you know, if you know anything about me, you know if you tell me to go left, I'm probably going to go right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do it.
Rubble in you.
And not just because I have that in me, and you're right, absolutely 1,000% right about that. I want us to get more comfortable talking about these things.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a little easier to do that when it's a funny subject.
So what you got for funny subjects over here?
What to put in your toilet. No. Hear me out here, everybody. I know you already know the answer to that, but before you go ahead and call up 424-2600, I've actually got a real answer for you. So a viral hack claims putting a clove of garlic in your toilet at night will leave your bathroom smelling better.
Okay.
Regardless of what you did before that.
Okay.
Or after. There's this hack. Now, so what they say is you peel one clove, drop it in the bowl, and let it soak. You're supposed to do it twice a week. Not everyone loves the scent of garlic, but it's supposed to help with lingering bathroom smells, or even what they're noticing with this is even it's a game changer in the sense of before you go in the bathroom and after.
Okay.
Like the smell is the consistent
well,
and
like
better.
It helps with bacteria and fungus and so on. So it might be helping cleaning the toilet bowl. However, James, I don't know if I want to waste my garlic on that.
That's the tough part of this one for me. I am so with you on that. I love garlic. I love garlic. Even wasting a little bit of it, like throwing mm-hmm. it. I almost feel like my Nana would come back from wherever she is. Like her ghost would come and haunt me
yeah.
for just ruining one little piece of garlic. I spilled I had this olive oil from her for a long time that was from Italy, and, mm-hmm. and we, you know, used it sparingly and everything. Mm-hmm. And I remember spilling a little of it. And I kid you not, and I am not a person that's seen ghosts or anything like that, I felt my shoulder get cold.
Yeah.
Like in that instant, I dropped it. Like I could see that happening. I could
yeah.
see it's not easy for anybody, let alone an Italian, to waste garlic.
Mm-hmm.
But I can make the argument that if it does work,
yeah,
that's a pretty good benefit right there.
I would try it just to give it a go, but I mean,
can't
I'm not going to use all my garlic.
No,
I'm just going to say
no.
that.
No. I wanted to get into this one with you, Katrina, and in part because of what you guys do over at Family Natural Foods. You are very, you are the biggest supporters, arguably, we have in this area of promoting good health, of helping people with their health, and of people going when people have questions coming to you. Mm-hmm. And I imagine that you have heard even more than I have, or many people out there, oh, this is great, but I don't like the taste. Or, oh, I wish this tasted better.
Oh, yeah.
And so we kind of get into this next subject about struggling with how much we don't drink water and how much, you know, to your point earlier, of how mm-hmm. important it is that we do. I think that most people, you say drinking water is important, they're not going to think immediately of gut health. Mm-hmm. They're going to think of their dehydration, a lot of those things. So there's so much that water does that we don't even realize mm-hmm. that it benefits and it helps.
We don't even realize it's like we need water to survive.
Yeah.
We need, and how our body's made up of it. I mean, mm-hmm. so much of our body.
Our planet.
Yes.
I mean, you know, water's,
water.
It's a big part of
I'm
our
life. I'm going to drink some water right now, everyone, because right we need some water right nice, now. So nice. Take a break and drink some water right now.
In a new survey, Gen Zers say that they drink an average of 4 cups of water per day. Millennials drink 5, and both Gen Xers and Boomers drink 6. So why don't we drink more? 70% of people say that they drink more water if it tasted better.
Sure.
People were asked what they preferred water flavor would taste like, and blueberry was number one, which I just find surprising. I got no problem with, but yeah. I found that surprising. Lime was second, followed by strawberry, lemon, mango, and raspberry. That probably explains the appeal of sparkling water and other flavored waters, even if they're not as good as pure water can be. And that's where I wanted to go with you on this, because mm-hmm. I know for a fact that you guys have options and different things for people to try
mm-hmm.
When it comes to this subject. When it comes to getting people to drink more water, you know, this isn't the excuse it used to be.
No, it's true. So I get it. I have a handful of people that say the same thing. I just don't get enough water. And yeah, I think be creative so you can get enough water. So I think of many different angles on this. One would be like squeezing some fresh lemon juice in or like, you know, canned, whatever works best for you. Because lemons are really good at naturally detoxifying mm-hmm. and alkalinizing your body. So there's an acid and an alkaline in your body. And the alkalining is beneficial because you can't have as many like cancers and so on will grow off of acid, but not on the alkalinized diet. Fruits and vegetables help keep you alkalinized. Mm. I'm going to get back to the water concept. Here we go. So I think like squeezing lemons in your water is a great way just to make it taste different and refresh. Yeah. Some people need to switch up more often. So maybe it's like, okay, I'm doing lemon water for a couple of days and then I'm switching to something else. We have these different flavored stevia drops. Some people use them in their coffee as like a non-sugar sweetener for their coffees. Mm. But we have some fruit flavors too that people will add into their water. Like we have a pomegranate blueberry, for example. Mm. Blueberry was the top in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Or we have lemon, and it makes it sweet and fruity flavor. It's not adding like excess sugar or calories mm-hmm. into your water, but it just makes it taste a little bit more like, I want that. So that's also another good hack, especially if people find they have a sweet tooth and they're like, I want it reduce having sugar in my life. I want to reduce having that dessert after this meal. Okay, I'll consume this, which mm-hmm. no, it's not as exciting as like fudge or chocolate or something like that. But I think, yes, we totally need to drink more water. I'm guilty as well. I find, you know, it's like whatever water bottle is easier to just open and get to that water is also key. So maybe you need to get a new water bottle. That's part of it.
I know my Nana it was always the biggest lover of ice water that mm-hmm. I knew. And for her, she'd do the lime thing or lemon thing. She'd put a little bit of lemon in there sometimes. I remember her putting like some kind of, like, I don't know, a sangria or what it was, but a dash of something like that in there. But for her, a big thing was it was just the simpleness of putting ice in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
It changed it for her. It made it that mm-hmm. it almost was for her, it was like a fancier drink.
Yeah.
When she was growing up, they didn't, you know, ice wasn't a commodity. They didn't have it everywhere. Mm-hmm. So having ice water was a big deal for her. And it kind of like, I even notice a difference between just mm-hmm. drinking water and putting ice in there. And sometimes even a little shift like that can
do it. Yes, and maybe you just need that shift every couple days or something like that, just so you can get more in. Or like, if you have an athletic or competition brain, sometimes being like, I'm going to drink 4 of these X amount of size water bottles a day, or even like filling up all of your glasses of water and making sure you get it done. Like if you need to see it and like almost goal-oriented person, mm-hmm. however it works for you, just try to get that in. I mean, we need it.
I mean, people should enjoy their food, their drinks, and I don't begrudge that. And mm-hmm. I'm saying this to myself more than anybody else mm-hmm. that's listening right now. But sometimes you don't have to like everything you put in your body.
Very good point.
Sometimes it's just important to get it in your body.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not as if water tastes bad.
No, it's just bland. I think that's it. Maybe our taste buds are just so... There's so many good tastes out there that now when we drink water, we're like, oh, it's just blah. It's just blah. But it's so refreshing. Think about like a hot day. You just got done mowing and you're hot. It's like, what do you want? You want cold water typically mm-hmm. to like cool yourself off.
This is one of those things where the benefit isn't the flavor that you get instantly. The benefit is the after effect mm-hmm. of it. And that's where the real fun comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Get more water in your life, everybody. And get these shirts in your life. We've got these new shirts mm-hmm. With new logos and new shirts, actually. We've got these great white shirts. I'm wearing one today.
It's great looking.
They're awesome. They're so fantastic. Shout out to Rebecca Sullivan for the great work on this one.
Absolutely.
I am opening up the phone lines now. Well, the phone lines are always open, but I'm opening up the contest line, essentially, 424-2600, now until the end of the show. And obviously, you can search engine this and everything to get your answer. But I'm going to ask you guys to really work your brain and see if you know this or not without Googling it or anything like that. You can get a shirt today if you could tell me, what is the oldest town in Wisconsin? What is the oldest town, the town that holds the title of the oldest town in Wisconsin? That is your trivia for today, 424-2600, 715-424-2600. You get this right, not only do you get a shirt, but you'll get some stickers from us with our new logo.